Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that we are getting ready to observe the third anniversary of what was not a great moment in American history. It was a very difficult to look at what happened on January 6th of 2021 and to see anything except bitterness and sadness and fright and horror and the idea of our government falling apart. And again, I know that there is a great deal of distrust and fear about our government, but the absence of government, or the absence of predictability, or the absence of an orderly transition of power, that's even more scary. And talk about scary, there is a new poll that is getting a great deal of attention with the headline as it appeared in the Washington Post. It's a University of Maryland, Washington Post, National Opinion Research Center poll. So some of the most prestigious survey conductors in the world. The headline is, a quarter of Americans believe the FBI instigated a January 6th attack, poll finds. A quarter of Americans believe that the FBI instigated the January 6th riots. More than 3 in 10 Republicans have adopted the falsehood. What's astonishing to me is that there are close to 20% of Democrats who believe this. Can you imagine? President Biden is in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. He's getting ready to make a big speech tomorrow. And what this is basically President Biden, who won the election in 2020. I hate to break the news to you. I know, spoiler alert. Who won the election of 2020? That should not be an issue in the election of 2024. Joe Biden won the election. And yes, it's true that they switch of 45,000 votes in the right three states could have turned the election the other way, but it was still one of those things where the popular vote was 7 million vote advantage for Joe Biden. And he won partially because he based his announcement of candidacy last time on footage of the Charlottesville horrors and people marching around torches, tiki torches, and rioting over the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue, which, by the way, is gone from Charlottesville. And not only is it gone, it was melted down, completely destroyed. So he began his campaign talking about the soul of America that way, and now he is going to renew his campaign based on January 6th. And what he is betting on, and I think it's probably a good bet, is that most Americans do not share the conspiracy theories that have become very popular among some people in the MAGA movement. The story about the new poll from the Washington Post we will get to in a moment. We will also get to President Biden's first ad, which also deals with this defense of democracy. We'll be talking with Rui Teixeira, who is somebody who used to be a Democratic strategist and theorist. He has now moved over to a more independent position. And he asks a question, how did we get stuck with Biden and Trump again, when both of them have such high disapproval ratings? And we'll be talking with Amanda Carpenter, who was a former aide and spokesperson for Ted Cruz and his campaign for the presidency. She is involved with a group called Protect Democracy, talking about the real meaning and what we really need to take away from the January 6th third anniversary from a mainstream conservative point of view. And then we'll be talking to Tom Nichols from The Atlantic about Claudine Gay's resignation, what more we can learn from it. He says that resignation was overdue, and the question of Ukraine funding and its future in the House of Representatives. All coming up on a busy Medved show, and that, by the way, will also include reviews of two big new movies, one starring Jessica Chastain and Oscar winner, and in a very unconventional love story, and then also a film focused on the family with the five children of the commandant at Auschwitz. It's a film that is definitely getting some Oscar attention. And it is called The Zone of Interest. Okay. Just about an hour ago this morning, Merrick Garland spoke in Washington, D.C. as he gathered leaders from the Justice Department's law enforcement components, including the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the U.S. Marshals Service. And he talked about combating violent crime and prosecuting and deterring those who would criminally threaten public servants. This is clip one.
We have secured convictions of those who brutally assaulted officers at the Capitol. We have secured convictions against those who obstructed the certification of the presidential election. We have secured convictions of leaders of both the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers for seditious conspiracy. So far, we have charged over 1,250 individuals and obtained over 890 convictions in connection with the January 6th attack. Our work continues. As I said before, the Justice Department will hold all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable under the law. Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Okay, is this an appropriate message for the anniversary of January 6th? It raises, when he talks about the 1,250 people who have been prosecuted, if this was actually an FBI operation, how could it possibly be that none of those people facing prosecution said, hey, wait a minute, I was dragged into this thing by the FBI. Yes, I was there and I was breaking windows, but I did it all because of the FBI. If there was any reason to believe that our law enforcement officials were actually responsible for the violence rather than fighting to deter it, then obviously, the people who are being prosecuted, and 700 pleaded guilty. Now, obviously, this kind of conviction can ruin your whole life. Certainly for years of your life. Why wouldn't you point a finger at the FBI if that was, in fact, the source of the violence? The amazingly, among Republicans, 34% say the FBI organized and encouraged the insurrection, compared with 30% of independents, and it's 13% of Democrats who agree with that point of view. If you agree with that point of view, by the way, you can call us and tell us why. Tell the world why. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll be getting back to the issue of the commemoration of this third anniversary. We'll also be talking to the deep loyalty of evangelical voters to one of the candidates for president this time. You know which one, Donald Trump. Why exactly? We'll be talking to Myra Adams from The Hill about that and much more coming up on a busy day on the Medved Show.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to IRS.gov.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the third anniversary of, and it's unbelievable, it doesn't seem that long. It seems more fresh in the memory than that, at least to me. And but 3 years since the riots in the Capitol building that led to the injuries to 140 law enforcement personnel, most of them Capitol policemen or D.C. District of Columbia police officers. And what's extraordinary is the number of prosecutions that have already come forward. It's actually the exact number, according to both the Attorney General of the United States, who just spoke about it. We played some of what he had to say. 1,250 prosecutions. And again, how many people have been prosecuted but found innocent of those 1,250? Jeremy, do you know? Because I just found out. Two. There are two individuals who were prosecuted, stood trial, but were found innocent. Most of the people who have been prosecuted so far have pleaded guilty, and they've clearly made plea bargains of some kind. But meanwhile, one of the ways that people have tried to defend themselves against the charges of being violently involved in assaulting and sometimes injuring very seriously police officers during the attack, one of the tools that some defense attorneys have used on behalf of their clients is what they call the idiot defense. And believe it or not, there is some consideration as to whether President Trump can use the idiot defense for his trial coming up, which is scheduled and where he faces prosecution by Jack Smith, special prosecutor. Can President Trump use the idiot defense? What does the idiot defense mean? NBC reports a college student said participating in the Capitol riot on January 6th was the stupidest decision of my life. He probably got that right. A federal public defender said his client, also a rioter, wanted to learn how to critically think to avoid being misled again. In fact, many lawyers have struck a similar theme when seeking leniency for January 6th rioters. They have argued that their clients wanted former President Donald Trump's respect and thought that they were following presidential orders. Other lawyers have said that their clients have PTSD, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or learning difficulties. Some defendants have even called themselves idiots. And I don't know if they get a jury vote on that. Let's see. Do we have a unanimous vote that this defendant was, in fact, an idiot to participate? And what this raises, it seems to me, is the biggest question about the events of January 6th is, what did the people involved think was going to happen? And this also goes to this claim that the FBI was involved somehow. What was the FBI trying to achieve? In other words, if you believe the FBI was behind this, why, and this is 2 weeks before Trump leaves the presidency, and there was no reason to believe that that they had to do this riot to get rid of him as president. He was leaving the presidency anyway. What he had hoped is that he would overturn the election. And how would Trump, what did Trump think? In other words, when he decided to speak to this big rally at the Ellipse right outside the White House, and he was speaking to people and urging them to, yes, he used the term once, patriotically and peacefully to march up to the Capitol building. What were they going to do once they got to the Capitol building? What did Trump think they were going to do? And if he did not expect that there would be some violence, then why did it take him so long to respond to the violence? 1-800-955-1776. The more on this new survey, which is getting a great deal of attention. The despite a detailed congressional investigation and more than 725 completed federal prosecutions of January 6 participants that did not yield any evidence of FBI involvement, a substantial minority of Americans still embraces conspiracy theories, not unlike the ones that drove many rioters to storm the Capitol 3 years ago. And they quote someone named Richard Baum, who is an independent voter from Odessa, Texas. And he says the people that went there to express their views to support Trump were peaceful. They were all peaceful. The government implants were the violent ones. The FBI, the police people that were put in there, the Antifa and BLM hired by George Soros, everybody knows that. Well, no, thank goodness. There are, with 34% who say that the FBI organized and encouraged the insurrection, that still means that you have 66%, two-thirds, that's among Republicans, who think, come on, stop wasting your time with stupidity. There will be no idiot defense here. The new poll by the University of Maryland and the Washington Post finds that 39% of Americans who say that Fox News is their primary news source believe the FBI organized and encouraged the January 6th attack. This is unbelievable. 16% of people who watch either NBC, MSNBC, or CNN, and 13% of those who get most of their news from ABC, they also believe that. This is all amazing. And the FBI has categorically rejected allegations of any involvement in sparking the Capitol riot. And the director of the FBI, who was appointed, of course, by Donald Trump after he fired James Comey, and he was supported partially because he's a lifetime Republican and a hardliner on dealing with criminals. And Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, who was appointed by President Trump, says this notion that somehow the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources and agents is ludicrous. Wray said that during a House hearing on the subject in July. It is a disservice to our brave, hardworking, dedicated men and women. But people still believe it. We'll talk about why and to the real dangers to democracy with Amanda Carpenter coming up. She's with Protect Democracy Project, former aide to Ted Cruz.
Michael Medved.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House. Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable for Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Yet another House committee chair has opted not to seek re-election. Mark Green of Tennessee, who currently chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, revealed Wednesday his decision to retire from Congress. Citing his belief that Washington is broken, Green becomes the fifth House committee chair to announce their departure from seeking re-election. Phoenix police have reported the arrest of a Detroit Pistons player following a pregame altercation that turned violent with a Phoenix Suns player Wednesday night. Witnesses told police that the dispute between Pistons player Isaiah Stewart and Suns player Drew Eubanks began in the arena's parking garage and escalated when Stewart punched Eubanks. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm very pleased to welcome to the show Amanda Carpenter, who is a writer and an editor at Protect Democracy. If the name sounds familiar at all, it may be because during Ted Cruz's campaign for the presidency, and before that, she was communications director for Senator Cruz, and she had also served on Capitol Hill as a speechwriter for Senator Jim DeMint, two stalwart conservatives. She is now a writer and editor at Protect Democracy, which advocates and provides experts to promote the survival of democracy, which is under attack. Amanda, thank you for joining us. And just to start out, when it comes to on this anniversary of January 6th, there's a big Washington Post poll that I've been talking about with listeners, and that poll shows 34% of Republicans now believe that the January 6th riots, the insurrection, was all organized by the FBI. It was a government operation. Why is that dangerous? Why should conservatives in particular recognize that it's dangerous?
Well, thank you for having me. It's really great to connect. Where to start with that one? Number one, it's dangerous because it is a lie that may incite people to violence again, right? So in the 2016 election, Trump told the big lie that the election was rigged. It was stolen from him. And on that predicate, people stormed the Capitol.
The 2020 election.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Yeah, I'm getting my dates mixed up here. It's been kind of a long day. But going into this election, he has now set up this narrative, which is the big lie 2.0, where he has told his supporters ever since the Mar-a-Lago raid that the government is out to get him and it's out to get his supporters. And this lie about the FBI, you know, somehow being behind this is a part of that. And it's the same kind of dangerous lie that will inspire people to take up arms again if it is not aggressively refuted at every turn and fought in court, where these sort of scores really should be settled. And I just caught a couple of snippets that you played of Biden's speech just now. And so I was really gratified to see that Biden, number one, has the right sort of energy to take this on and get 2024 started. But number two, talking about how that had been disproven. People like Fox News and others have, and Rudy Giuliani has been taken to court for the defamation, for the lies, for the violence, because I'm not sure we're going to have so much of a traditional campaign this year as we are going to have a long series of courtroom dramas that will get at a lot of big constitutional questions that we, not as Republicans or Democrats, but just as Americans, need to get our heads around.
When you try to approach with your work at Protect Democracy, people who just deeply believe, they have a very, very strong sense that the election was stolen in 2020, that the election was rigged, and that all of these courts that have found that the election results were valid are wrong, that all of that is rigged. What is the most powerful argument that you can advance that, okay, actually the election was legitimate and it's important that we have a peaceful transfer of power this time, if that's what the voters call for, or in any event, an electoral result that Americans can actually accept?
Well, that's an interesting question, because usually when I try to approach, you know, a lot of people, you know, people I used to work with, for example, you mentioned my work for Senator DeMint and Senator Cruz, I mean, even family members, it's not, let's just say, maybe you think something went wrong with the election, and it didn't, but do you support the idea that resorting to violence is the answer? Donald Trump, and I always remind people, he had his day in court. He had many, many, many days in court. He had the whole Republican Party trying
more
to look for this fraud. Yeah, 62 cases that he lost. And, you know, we're going to have more as he continues to try to litigate other things for the rest of the year. But how can you stand by a candidate? I don't care if they're a dog catcher in your local county. How can you stand by a candidate who says it's okay for people to go shut down official proceedings in the name of trying to cancel votes? I mean, that is what happened on January 6th. People stormed the Capitol, encouraged by the president to cancel votes, to shut down the process. That is a fundamentally anti-American idea. You can't have democracy or republic and have that happening at the same time. And so, you know, and I think a lot of Republicans, you know, the ones that I talk to, the ones I'm very familiar with, they just want to pretend like that was just a bad day that got out of hand. That is not true, because Donald Trump is going around the country describing the people who have rightly been arrested for their actions on that day, breaking into the Capitol, assaulting Capitol police officers. He calls them political prisoners and hostages. He has dangled pardons for them if he becomes president again. And so that is where I see people who even want to stand by Trump and like to see him be president again, they get uncomfortable because they know that is morally wrong. They know they don't want that kind of violence coming to their cities and towns, to their political processes. And so that's why I really try to drive it home. It's like, okay, you may not live in Washington. You might live far away. You know, most people don't live in Washington, But do you want that kind of stuff coming to your doorstep? And the answer is universally no.
Finally, Amanda, the Financial Times has a recent headline that says, asks the question, can democracy survive 2024? And your answer?
Absolutely. Yes.
How?
Yes, I do think so. Well, this was a hard question in 2020, right to the last election. It was very close. But enough of people, I think, made the right determination that Donald Trump is going in the wrong direction. And now there's even more evidence on that side of the ledger. I've been never Trump since day one, 2016. I was a hardcore, you know, Cruz supporter. And I just kind of stayed where I was, even though a lot of people changed around me. But, you know, through those many years, there was only a few of us, you know, never Trump style Republicans in 2016. And it's grown. There were only a few Republicans for Biden, let's say, if you want to call them that, in 2020. Now you can essentially create a whole league of Republicans who worked for Trump or Biden. There is the people who work most closely with Trump. We're talking about his defense secretary, his chief of staff. We can go down the list of people who have spoken out who served directly under him, who are
his
most
attorney general.
Bill Barr. And they may not come out and endorse Biden. I mean, I'm not actually suggesting that. I'm telling you their words about Trump's qualifications and fitness for office speak for themselves. When they resign in protest over these lies, you have to take that into account. And so I think, you know, I'm not going to tell people to say, hey, Joe Biden is the greatest president ever. Everyone has to absolutely support him. But if there's a choice between someone who, you know, is basically upholds the tenets of our democracy, is fundamentally a decent person, and another person who is currently facing numerous criminal charges, wants to pardon rioters. I mean, we can go down the list of all the outrageous things he's done. Like, do you want to do that again? I think it's pretty clear. But
that will be one of the questions people are facing beginning less than 2 weeks with the Iowa caucuses. Amanda Carpenter of the Protect Democracy Project. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
It is a horror show.
The Michael Medved Show.
When he's left to his own devices.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved show, there's all kinds of breaking news. Some of it very good news. U.S. gas prices have a return to the big round figure of around $3 a gallon. I can tell you that's not true in Washington State, but that's Washington State's own problem. But nationwide, apparently, U.S. gas prices, $3 a gallon again. Ready to sing Happy Days Are Here Again? Not quite, but it's certainly a good sign. Falling gas prices are typically a tonic for sour consumer sentiment. And they're saying at Axios, it's a cornerstone finding of behavioral economics that changes in big round numbers for prices, also known as the left digit effect, have a disproportionate impact on activity, suggesting they're more apt to catch people's attention and stick in their memories. So that is good news. Also, Carrie Lake, who has lost the governor's race in Arizona in 2022, she is now a very strong candidate for the U.S. Senate in Arizona, former newscaster. She just announced that her conviction that China deliberately unleashed COVID-19 on the world as the only way to try to stop Trump. And again, that sort of goes against one of the other big stories of today, which is a story about all the money that China paid to the Trump operation, some $5,572,548. This was just one of the foreign payments. And you say foreign payments. Well, what about Biden? And what about Burisma? And what about Hunter? And all the okay, basically, this just raises the point that Roy Teixeira makes, is how do we get stuck with these two guys again? I mean, both of them are tainted by foreign payments. And the leading sources of Trump money which comes to over $7 million that they can have records of, are China, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, India, Malaysia, and Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan had money to pay for hotels and other services at the Trump Organization. Meanwhile, President Biden, I think, is just wrapping up his speech at Valley Forge. Do we still have the President of the United States? Do we still have the President of the United States? President Biden is wrapping up his speech.
Election. Trump exhausted every legal avenue available to him to overturn the election. Every one. But the legal path just took Trump back to the truth. That I had won the election and he was a loser. Well, knowing how his mind works now, he had one act left, one desperate act available to him, the violence of January the 6th. And since that day, more than 1,200 people have been charged for their assault on the Capitol. Nearly 900 of them have been convicted or pled guilty. Collectively, to date, they have been sentenced to more than 840 years in prison. What's Trump done? Instead of calling them criminals, he's called these insurrectionists patriots.
Okay, yes, he has. Not only that, Mr. President, he recorded a best-selling album of the choir of January 6th defendants singing patriotic songs with President Trump reciting the verses of the Star-Spangled Banner in the background. Again, one of the more unlikely hit records of recent times. Something else has happened today which is also noteworthy is today Wayne LaPierre just resigned after literally decades running the NRA and making the NRA a very, very strong organization for gun owners and others who support Second Amendment rights. And he was named as one of four defendants in a lawsuit over alleged fraud that was filed by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. A state appeals court last week ruled the lawsuit could move forward, denying a request from the NRA to end the probe. Well, today, Wayne LaPierre has ended his career as head of that organization. Meanwhile, back to the question of the poll by the Washington Post and the University of Maryland. This is the way it was covered on MSNBC, clip 7.
The Washington Post is out today with a new poll that found that 25% of Americans, 25%, believe the false conspiracy theory that the January 6th insurrection was instigated by the FBI.
Okay, false conspiracy theory? I think it's a false conspiracy theory. I think that is safe to say. And what grounds would you have for believing that it was an accurate conspiracy theory? The U.S. authorities in Washington have also renewed calls for public assistance in identifying about 80 more Capitol riot suspects, in addition to processing the charges against 450 already charged in assaults on police, in what Matthew Graves, who is the U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., called the largest single-day mass assault on law enforcement officers in U.S. history. And think about it. Through our history, where else have we gotten that kind of mass assault against cops? And by the way, the idea that this is somehow the FBI was behind this, and I know you can't ask the FBI because they weren't actually behind it, but according to the theory, what was the FBI trying to accomplish? They're trying to discredit Trump. He had already lost the election. And the idea that they would want to discredit him further, but somehow not even secure his impeachment during his last 2 weeks in office. And again, there are a number of people who are saying that the whole point of the impeachment should have been, and should have been much more explicitly, to make sure that he doesn't run again. But in February or January of 2021, very few people believe that Trump could be a viable candidate again. This is part of what they include in this poll, that there are many people who believe things that are far-fetched. A 2023 Kaiser Family Foundation poll found that 34% believe that coronavirus vaccines caused the sudden deaths of thousands of healthy people. And they also point to a public research, Religion Research Institute poll that found that 15% agreed with a QAnon conspiracy theory that Satan-worshipping pedophiles control governmental media and financial worlds. Whereas 20 years ago, we may have argued about how to or if to respond to events such as the Capitol riot, one reporter observer. Today, we are arguing about basic facts that are objectively and easily verifiable. We should all be greatly concerned for our democracy and social stability. And that concern is really part of what this day means. Will it have some impact on the election ahead with President Biden kicking off his campaign for re-election in Valley Forge, which, by the way, is in a swing state called Pennsylvania, which will help to determine, as will all of our votes and participation, the future of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.